In the gentle warmth of a sunlit afternoon, we find ourselves reflecting on a tale that weaves through the fabric of India's rich history, a narrative that sings of valor, poetry, and the indomitable spirit of a woman who danced to the rhythm of freedom's call. This is the story of Sarojini Naidu, a beacon of light whose life story is celebrated across the nation every year on her birth anniversary, coinciding with National Women's Day. It's a tale not just of achievements, but of a soul journey towards igniting change. Born into the vibrant city of Hyderabad on February 13, 1879, Sarojini was a child of spring, blossoming early with talents and dreams that would someday echo across the corridors of time. She grew up in a milieu that nurtured her intellect and spirit, learning languages that painted her thoughts in Urdu, Telugu, English, Bengali, and Persian hues. Her poetry, imbued with the essence of her linguistic palette, soon began to flow, earning her the title Nightingale of India. But Sarojini's story took a profound turn when destiny introduced her to Gopal Krishna Gokhale, a stalwart of India's freedom movement. This meeting was not just a crossroad, but a transformational moment that steered her life towards the tumultuous yet hallowed grounds of political activism. Joining the Indian National Congress, she found her voice not just in poetry, but in the clamour of India's independence, a cause she embraced with all her might. The path she chose was fraught with sacrifices. Sarojini, once celebrated for her literary genius, now stood on the front lines of non-violent protests, shoulder to shoulder with Mahatma Gandhi and other leaders, advocating for the nation's freedom through civil disobedience and the salt satyagraha. Her participation in the Quit India movement, even at the cost of imprisonment, underscored her unwavering commitment to the cause. It was a testament to the strength and resilience of countless women who, like her, fought valiantly for India's liberation. Sarojini's journey was also marked by historic milestones. She shattered the glass ceilings of her time by becoming the first female president of Indian National Congress and later a governor of a state in India. These were not merely personal achievements, but beacons of hope for future generations, signaling new horizons for women's leadership. Her legacy extends beyond the confines of political achievements. Sarojini Naidu was a crusader for peace, championing Gandhian principles across the globe, her efforts instrumental in drawing international attention and support for India's freedom struggle. Her life, a harmonious blend of poetry, politics, and purpose, continues to inspire those who dream of a world marked by equality, justice, and peace. As we celebrate Women's Day, let us remember Sarojini Naidu, not just as a figure in the annals of history, but as a source of light and inspiration. Her story is a reminder of the power of conviction, the beauty of sacrifice, and the enduring strength of the human spirit. It's a call to each of us to carry forward her legacy of courage, compassion, and commitment, to weave our own stories of change and hope. In the quiet moments of reflection, let us honor her memory by embracing the ideals she lived by, nurturing a world that cherishes freedom, celebrates diversity, and upholds the dignity of every soul.